We have come to the final Shir HaMalos, Kuf Lamed Daled. As we mentioned, the Shir HaMalos describing the special relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Shir HaMalos, Hinei Bochus Hashem Kol Abdei Hashem Ha'imdim Beveis Hashem Baleilois. Number one, it's describing the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Our greatness is that we have the ability to be the Abdei Hashem. A servant doesn't mean somebody who's in a degraded position, in a low position. A Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody who's able to mevatel himself to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing acts that are not just natural to us, but exerting ourselves, we are showing that we are going beyond our natural attitude towards things, our natural energies, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, we are uplifting ourselves above the limitations of the physical side of ourselves, and bringing ourselves into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what that's what David HaMelech is saying. Number one is, Abdei Hashem Ha'imdim Veis Hashem Baleilois. Night is a time to sleep. A person who stays up, at least for part of the night, in order to be Oved Hashem, to learn Torah, Tefillah, whatever is necessary, he is showing that he is an Oved Hashem. This is a very important thing for us to be mechazik within our homes. There should be a kviyas itim leTorah at night also, not just in the day, at night also. This is one of the signs of an Oved Hashem. Next pasuk, Su yedeichem kodesh uvochus Hashem. Uplift your hands towards the Kiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the Brach of Hashem, which saying the Brach of Hashem basically means recognizing that Hashem is the source of our brachas and bringing down the Brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Kohenim, Birchas Kohenim, they stretch out their arms and they bring down the Brach to the Tzibur. It's not only the Kohenim, it's each one of us. And the truth is, the first part was talking about the Oved Hashem Baleilois. The Rishonim say that the Netilas Yadayim we have every morning is similar to that. We wash our hands in the morning when we get up. It's the start of the day, showing that we are Avdei Hashem, just like the Kohanim washed their hands before they did Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So too, we're uplifting our hands. We're showing that my hands are not just for physical things, to eat my food and to get this and get the other thing. But to uplift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to Hashem, use that tremendous koyach that we have. And that brings down the bracha. The lashon of netilas yadayim is brought down when we show you one of the peirushim of the word netila means to uplift. Vayinatlim vayinasim. That's a suya yadechem kodesh. So whether we stay up a little bit longer at night for avodas Hashem, or we get up in the morning, we start off our day with the netilas yadayim, we're uplifting our hands and our entire physical self and saying it's all there for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us the bracha. It's important for every Jew to recognize the tremendous koiches that we have. We think that this president and that had power. It's nothing. They're all puppets in the hands of Hashem. We are the ones that can make it different. And that's the last posik. If we mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Hashem, even if we're in Golus, we know that the Shechina never left the Mokom HaMikdash. From the Mokom HaMikdash, which we connect to through our tefillahs, through our avodas Hashem, Hashem will send His bracha to us wherever we are, because Hashem is the Oisei Shemayim V'Oretz. He created everything. He created everything for us to be part of His creation. And this is the most important thing for every Jew to know. Every mitzvah I do, whether it's an act, a good word that I say, a good thought that I think, it is part of the Asiyas Shemayim V'aretz. We are creating the world. That's the power that Hashem gave us. Every mitzvah we do affects the entire world in a positive fashion. Chas v'shalom v'aretz does the opposite. Chazal bring even more than that we are actually creating worlds, Shemayim V'aretz, by our Ma'isim Tovim. But our Koponim, it's important for us to realize, don't belittle the koichas that Hashem has invested in us. One bracha, one machshava toiva, one good word to somebody else, within our home, to our husband and wife, to our children, to our neighbors, wherever it may be, these words, these acts, and these thoughts are the things that keep the world going, and Mir Hashem will bring us to the Yivorech Hashem Yitzion, not just the Tzion, the place of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Korev, the Tzion of the Beis HaMikdash that will be rebuilt from here.